Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast, brought to you by Pat Iyer Legal Nurse Business. I'm so pleased to introduce myself, Kelly Campbell, with Cardinal Life Care Consulting, as your new co-host. Today, we'll be talking with Marion Grob Finkelstein with Marion Speaks on how to connect with both introverts and extroverts. First, let me tell you a little bit about Marion Grob Finkelstein. She's an award-winning communication expert of 30 years plus and a former director of communications at national museums, international airports, and federal departments. Marion Grob Finkelstein helps associations, nonprofit groups, and corporate clients improve their workplace communication. Through her interactive workshops and keynotes, MarionSpeaks.com, you gain powerful strategies to better connect with employees, bosses, clients, and colleagues. Living in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Marion travels across Canada to share with her clients practical, powerful, and proven workplace communication strategies to get faster, easier, and better results. Welcome, Marion. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, Kelly, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Again, thank you. We have a lot we can learn today. As legal nurse consultants, we often deal with multiple personalities with attorneys. Many of us as nurses tend to be introverts, and I guess some of us can be extroverts. What suggests? I guess the first thing we need to know is, what is an extrovert and what's the definition of an introvert?
Well, this is a great place to start, Kelly, and I thank you for beginning with that question, because it's really the foundation of a lot of the work that I do, is explaining to people that very difference. And the reason why it's so important is because introverts and extroverts, now here's the key, they get their energy from different places. They recharge their batteries in different ways. Introversion, extroversion is something, there's a school of thought that says that we are born introverted, leaning toward introverted or extroversion, one or the other. There's another school of thought that says, with neuroplasticity and life events and such, that we can morph slightly from being extroverted to a little more introverted, or vice versa, from introverted to a little more extroverted. So let me explain again exactly what they are. They're about where you get your energy and how you express yourself. There's natural tendencies of an extrovert and natural tendencies in the way we communicate and behave of introverts. So an example would be, in terms of where extroverts get their energy, they get it externally, hence the term extrovert. They get it from external sources and stimuli. They find that energizing. It charges up their battery. Whereas introverts find that they get their energy internally, from intrinsic sources, internally. So quite different from the extrovert. They energize by going inside, by internalizing, by not being subjected to tons of external stimuli. And that right there is, in a nutshell, one of the huge major differences. Neither is right or wrong. It just is. They're different. And the reality is that on any team, in any career, profession, family, office, whatever, wherever you work, you need both types of personalities, both introverts and extroverts. The other important thing about introversion and extroversion is that nobody, no person on this earth is extremely, absolutely only an extrovert or absolutely only an introvert. Because if you are, I can assure you, you are in some institution or under heavy medical care, because you're not within the realm of what we would say as normal. The reality is that all of us are really truly a blend of both, and that's good news.
Interesting. So would it be fair to say that an extrovert may enjoy expert witness testimony work more so than an introvert?
Possibly.
Okay.
It really depends on the personality themselves. In terms, let me explain to you what each might find interesting in providing expert testimony. An extrovert would enjoy the opportunity to share verbally their expertise. They would really appreciate, and again, there are different personality types, each one being introverted or extroverted. So there's different motivators in each of the four personality types that I deal with, each one being introverted or extroverted. So in terms of just looking at the extroverted variable, what extroverts would find really satisfying is being able to share verbally in person their expertise. They would find that that would come quite naturally to them, being able to respond extemporaneously, off the cuff, that would come quite easily to them. Conversely, an introvert would really appreciate, again, sharing their expertise, but the piece that they would really enjoy, more so than the off-the-cuff type questions, they would not feel very, very comfortable with that. What they would appreciate is having some of the questions in advance, preparing the Q&As in advance, anticipating those questions with their lawyers in advance so that they could prepare the answers. They would not be comfortable at all with an unexpected question. It might throw them off balance. So both of them would come from a place of service and sharing expertise. They would just need different preparation methods to do it. The extrovert would, again, they would like the questions in advance too. They, however, would be quite comfortable in responding to an off-the-cuff question. The introvert would be quite comfortable responding to questions if they have processing time to respond. So if they've had a chance to think about it in advance, they both can serve quite well. Do you want to hear what some of the dangers might be?
Absolutely. I'm thinking cross-examination, depositions, that sort of thing.
Yes. It's brutal, isn't it? It can be brutal and it's grilling. And it's that lawyer's, the opposing lawyer's job to rattle you. So to the introverts and extroverts on the line, let me give you some tips as to how to prepare yourselves. For the introverts, I mentioned this before, anticipate every possible question you could get so that you build in that preparation time in advance and you have that processing time, which is critical. Because if you don't, if you get asked a question that throws you off balance completely, the danger is that you are at an absolute loss for words and you sit there doe-eyed and tight-lipped, and it doesn't honor your expertise that you have. You have the ability to answer that question. What you need is the time to prepare that answer. In order to do exactly that, you sit down, you think of every Q&A you could possibly imagine, so you are prepared. As a former director of communication, I used to deal with media a lot. So I understand the pressure of being live in front of an audience and responding to tough questions. And that is a technique I used to do. I used to prepare all the Q's and A's in advance. And the beauty of doing that is it really gives you a chance to get every nasty anything that could possibly go wrong out and onto paper, and gives you a chance to practice and rehearse your answers. Now, for the extroverts, here's some traps that they can fall into. When you are being grilled for a question, and again, I appeal to my media relations background too, this is a technique that reporters use, and this is a technique that lawyers, opposing lawyers, will use. They will ask a drilling question, and it will hang in the air. They will ask the question, and they will go silent. For an extrovert, that silence, that dead air, even if you begin responding, and you respond very concisely and precisely in one sentence, the lawyer may still have dead air, which will beg an extrovert to fill that void with words.
Yes.
Yes. It is a quintessential media relations technique. And I'll tell you what, that will be the clip the media will use that comes after your initial answer. And when you're in a court or when you're giving testimony, it will be that add-on that the extrovert feels compelled, and I mean it's painful for an extrovert to hear dead air. It's painful. They feel compelled from a place of service. Oh my gosh, I better fill that air with more detail. And they will, and that's when it will happen. So the tip to the extroverts is, if you get asked a question, even if it's anticipated or unanticipated, you answer to the best of your ability shortly and concisely, and then you stop talking.
Excellent piece of advice. Excellent. Thank you.
You know, Kelly, I have to say that when I do sessions like this in my workshops, and I work with teams and groups and all different types of careers talking about this subject, and one of the things I tell them is, here's the tip. Here's the tip for the introverts. Pause and then respond. You can't just pause, you must respond. So when you're in the court, this is why that preparation is really important. So you have those responses ready. And if you need a moment to just take a breath, inhale, exhale, calm yourself, and then respond. You can do this. You've prepared. You are the expert. Even if it's an unanticipated question, you are the expert. That's why you're being called upon. Have confidence you can do this. So pause, then respond. Now, here's the tip to the extroverts. Pause, then respond. Yes. Extroverts come from the place of service, that they want to fill the gap. They want to fill it with their expertise and knowledge, and they come from a place of service that says, I have to fill that gap. They're asking for information, by golly, and I have it. I'm going to give it until they tell me to stop. No, no, no. You pause, you gather your thought, and then you respond.
There is a lot at stake in medical malpractice cases. You want to do your best. I put together a book specifically for legal nurse consultants who are expert witnesses or considering taking on this rewarding role. It's called How to Be a Successful Expert Witness. Use this book to read through, refer, and consult to gain a greater understanding of the role of the expert witness. I urge you, if you are an expert witness or you're thinking about becoming one, to consider this as a tremendous opportunity. It's a challenge and it's a big responsibility. You engage in your work with professionalism and commitment. The attorney and the client are counting on you. This book draws from my experiences both as an expert witness and as a person who has trained hundreds of experts, nurses, physicians, and a variety of healthcare professionals. Order your copy at http://lnc.tips /expertwitness and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this book. Now let's return to the show.
Okay. Now, what advice would you have for the legal nurse working in their independent office and they have to call a physician to collaborate with?
Right. A nurse working in an office and calling a physician, my response to that would be, well, it would depend if the nurse leaned toward introversion or extroversion, and if the doctor leaned toward introversion or extroversion. So here's a couple tips, regardless of which side you happen to lie on. And I want to circle back to this question about defining more precisely what introversion, extroversion is so that people clearly understand which side they may fall on. When introverts, if you're dealing, communicating with an introvert, what you want to do is allow for that processing time. So, for example, if the nurse is calling a doctor, you were saying, right?
Correct. For
collaboration. A doctor. Mm-hmm. Right, to collaborate. And the doctor leans toward introversion. What the nurse would want to do is ask the question and then pause, allow for the processing time, or perhaps even better, before you call the doctor, give a list of questions to the doctor that you need the information about. And then the doctor has a chance to gather his or her thoughts. And the nurse, also, if the nurse is an introvert, it gives him or her a chance to process those questions as to what types of questions do they really want to answer and that they need the answers for. So it works on both sides. It honors introversion from either the nurse's perspective or the doctor's perspective. The other thing is, when you're dealing with introverts, you really want to have some downtime. So if during the conversation your doctor says, you know what, I don't really have that answer, or you need more information, what you want to say is to allow that processing time. So it would sound like this: doctor, I know that you might not have the answer right now and that you need to check something or your reports or your research or your data. How about I'll give you a call tomorrow? Would that give you enough time to respond so that you feel comfortable with the response that you're providing? So you allow for that response time. So if you're dealing with an extrovert, what you would do is explain in advance how and when to offer comment, and then you honor that. So if you have a half hour, for example, that you're interviewing this doctor and you need these answers, it would sound like an explaining in advance, doctor, I'm going to ask you these 5 questions, which you've received by email in advance, and I'm going to be recording this conversation with your permission, and I would ask if you have any questions, please ask them as we go through each question, if that's how you want to roll, or to say to them, I'm going to ask you these specific questions, and if you have additional questions, if we can hold them till the end, and then I'll do follow-up with you after these specific questions are answered. And then you would honor that. And then you would limit the amount of time of the response. So you would say to the extrovert, I have a half hour for this interview. Your time is valuable. I will honor the 30 minutes. I assure you that you will be back at your desk or in your practice in 30 minutes, and you make sure that you honor that. That will help contain the answers so you don't get rambling answers. You get concise, precise answers that honor the time and honor the introvert and the extrovert.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. Often attendance at IMEs is a mm-hmm. service mm-hmm. or assistance with depositions, that sort of thing. So that's very valuable information.
Here's a couple other tips. And these are tips that for the nurses or the doctors or the lawyers, whether you fall on the introverted, extroverted side, if you're introverted, here's some ways that you can better connect with extroverts. If you're introverted, like I was saying earlier, you pause and then respond. Listening actively alone is not enough. You have to show it in your face and in your body. And if you're on phone, you punctuate the listening with, mm-hmm, I see, every now and then, just so they know you haven't fallen asleep on the other end of the line. Another way that introverts can better connect with extroverts is to participate more, to actively ask questions in a conversation. Don't just be on receive mode. You're part of the conversation. And I know that that requires energy, and I honor and value you for that, because you honor and value the people in your life by how you spend your energy. So you're honoring the extroverts by giving it energy, by being just a touch more animated, by participating more, by initiating that contact and those questions. And another way that you can better connect is avoid one-word laconic answers. It is difficult for an extrovert, even though they get their energy by exchanges and externally, it still takes them energy to pull conversation out of an introvert. It's like pulling teeth. It takes a lot of energy. Don't make it hard for them. Avoid one-word answers and keep the conversation going. Use open-ended questions. So for an extrovert, if you're an extrovert and you want to better connect with introverts, again, you pause, then you respond. That pause is important to allow for some breathing space, just a little bit of downtime, a little bit of processing time. What you want to do is listen more and, oh, the extroverts, this next piece is going to hurt, interrupt less. Mm-hmm. It is a trait of extroversion.
I feel like you're talking to me.
I am talking to you, Kelly. I'm talking to everybody online and listening to this right now, because if I'm not saying something that you're relating to, I'm doing something horribly wrong. And I would like to think that I'm really giving useful tips, because this is what my clients have told me. I'm all about making big theories and philosophies and strategies, making them really practical. If you're extroverted, what you want to do is listen more and interrupt less, because it hurts when you interrupt. Now, let me explain that. Extroverts don't mean to hurt when they interrupt, quite to the contrary. Just like introverts don't mean to look disconnected when they're standing there or on the line offering no mm-hmms or ahas, because they don't know that that's disconnecting. So extroverts, when they interrupt, what they're really trying to do is to say to you, by golly, you know what, I so relate to what you're saying. I so understand. I can finish your sentences for you. Know anyone like that?
I'm pausing.
Some of us are married to people like that. We're actually, you know, this is really fun. When I do these sessions, I ask people just for a fun thing, now that they understand introversion, extroversion, and I ask them, now think about the significant other in your life. Think about, given the descriptions of introversion, extroversion, are they introverted or extroverted? And without fail, Kelly, without fail, people tell me that they are in relationships with the opposite type of person. And the reason why is, apparently nature really does know best. Opposites really do attract. The yin needs the yang. We need each other. And those conflict points where we rub each other, oh man, those are the most irritating parts, and those are the pieces where we need most to grow. I invite you and all the listeners right now to think about what really irritates you in communicating with other people, because those are the very pieces where you need to grow to build bridges to connect with those other people. So I want to leave just one final tip for the extroverts who are listening in right now. and that is, don't repeat yourself. When you're asked a question, you get a chance to say your piece by all means. You don't need to say it 3, 4, 5 times. You don't need to. You say it once, and that's perfect.
Wow. You are talking to me.
Well, the other one, but given the length of my answers, I have to tell you, Kelly, I avoided saying it, but here's another extroversion tip. Be brief in your responses.
Well, after this recording, how can I, and just not myself, how can we get a hold of you? How can we find you? I so enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, Kelly, and I enjoyed having it with you, and I can't wait to hear from you and from the listeners on the line. What I invite you and everybody to do is take one of these tips and apply it. And I really want to hear, how did it work for you? So you introverts out there who get your energy internally, I want you to take initiative. I want you to initiate a conversation. I want you to build in processing time. And let me know how it works. I want you to elaborate on your responses a bit. And let me know how that helps you connect. And for the extroverts, I want to know, how does it help when you're conscious that you are interrupting? And instead of whipping yourself, just commend yourself that you're now aware and you're now biting your tongue. And how does that help build the relationship? And you can let me know by emailing me. My email is Marion, that's M-A-R-I-O-N, at marionspeaks.com. That's the name of my company, MarionSpeaks.com. And you can check out my website, marionspeaks.com. I always say the name of my company is marionspeaks.com, and my husband's company is named andstevenlistens.com. That is so a joke. And if you knew my husband, you would really know what a joke that was. I'm also on LinkedIn.com. You can just search for Marion Speaks. I have a Facebook page. Again, you can go to Facebook.com/Marion Speaks. And I am on Twitter. Again, you can just search for Marion Speaks and you will find me. Consistency in communication is really important, and that's what I work in, is all about workplace communication, helping employees stay engaged, helping managers and employees communicate better with each other and with clients. And today, I'm helping nurses and lawyers and doctors get connected, whether you're introverted or extroverted.
Thank you sincerely. I learned a lot, and I'm going to pause. Absolutely. So, listeners, take a moment and pause. Thank you. Today was valuable for not just me personally, but I think for our audience as well. I think it's evident you were raised by a nurse. That's right. Her mama was a nurse. So thank you again. It was very valuable. And to all our listeners, please share the Legal Nurse Consultant podcast with fellow legal nurse consultants. We count on you to spread the word.
And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, the LNCAcademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.